Marconi and his assistants waited for a sound. A sound that was to come 1,700 miles across open sea from the southwest tip of England. Here at Poldhu, Cornwall, 20 masts, each 200 feet high, had been constructed, built to support an immense aerial that was to hurl 20,000 volt surges of power in bursts of three out into space. By prearranged agreement, the signals were to begin at 11:30, continue until 2:30 each day. For almost an hour, the signals had pulsed steadily out, the operator using a 3-foot lever for a key. Three dots and a pause. Three dots and a pause. Three dots and a pause. The letter S, over and over again, spinning off into space, racing against time to find a cobweb of wire drifting 400 feet over a windswept hill in Newfoundland. Three dots going fainter, fainter. One, two, three. Slowly, the earphones are removed. The assistant watches, not daring to breathe. Failure? Success? What will Mr. Marconi say?
Can you hear anything, Mr. Kemp?
Yes. It is very hard to believe.